This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The New York Times is reporting U.S. President Donald Trump learned about a whistleblower complaint regarding his relations with Ukraine before he decided to unfreeze nearly $400 million in military aid. The issue is at the center of the impeachment inquiry. Mr. Trump spoke about the impeachment inquiry during a rally in Florida. Mike Gracia has more.
The president started his Thanksgiving holiday with the rally in Sunrise, Florida, Tuesday night.
America is winning again, and America is respected again.
Trump took aim at the ongoing impeachment inquiry in Washington.
The radical left Democrats are trying to rip our nation apart.
And he ripped former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
All of a sudden, his father becomes vice president, and he's making millions and millions.
The president also downplayed his unscheduled trip to Walter Reed National Medical Center earlier this month.
I was there just to save a little time in January. I feel great.
The president and his family will be spending Thanksgiving weekend at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. I'm Mike Gracia.
That's the sound as a survivor is pulled from the rubble a day after a powerful earthquake rocked Albania. At least 27 people have died. Officials say the death toll could increase further, with several people still unaccounted for. Hundreds of others were admitted to the hospital with injuries. The government declared a state of emergency for the areas affected the most as rescue crews continue to search for survivors. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is rejecting interventionism after President Trump said he was working to designate the country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Obrador says Mexico's foreign minister will lead talks about cooperation with the U.S. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. A special anti-terrorism tribunal in Bangladesh has sentenced seven members of a banned Islamist militant group to death for plotting an attack on a restaurant in Dhaka in which 22 people were killed. Iran's supreme leader is calling the recent protests in his country a conspiracy. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called an outbreak of deadly violence over the past 2 weeks a dangerous conspiracy on Wednesday. While the interior minister said about 730 banks and 140 government sites had been torched in the worst anti-government unrest in a decade. He also said up to 200,000 people had taken part nationwide. Protests began on November 15th in response to gas price hikes, but soon escalated with calls for Iran's leaders to step down. Tehran blames thugs linked to Washington, Israel and Saudi Arabia for stirring up violence.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Iraqi officials say six protesters have been killed amid ongoing violence with security forces in Baghdad and southern Iraq. Hong Kong police will enter a university on Thursday after a two-week siege by protesters. VOA's Bronwyn Benito has more.
The police have announced plans to enter a blockaded university to clean up hazardous materials following a 10-day siege after civilian search teams found no evidence of any protesters still holding out there. A police district chief says safety teams comprised of explosive disposal experts will move into Polytechnic University on Thursday morning to gather evidence and remove any stockpiles of chemicals and dangerous items, including gasoline bombs and corrosive liquid. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
British trade experts are urging politicians competing in next month's general election to stick to the facts. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trade policy experts are warning those campaigning for the December 12 vote that they're promising unattainable trade benefits and setting what they call arbitrary deadlines for sealing a deal with the EU after Brexit. A dozen signatories to a letter published in the Daily Telegraph paper have urged leaders to supplant rhetoric with fact-based discussions about Britain's future outside the EU trading bloc or risk deals the public won't support. The letter says engines are being revved towards striking agreements with little sense of what we actually want to achieve. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Spanish authorities say a homemade submarine abandoned off their coast has 3 metric tons of cocaine on board. The authorities say this is the first time drug smugglers have attempted to use a submarine in Europe. A chemical company says 3 people were injured in an explosion at its plant in East Texas. The powerful blast blew out the windows of homes and sent a chemical plume blowing over neighborhoods kilometers away. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.